a genius, the other's insane. In laboratory mice, their genes have been spliced. They're dinky, and the brain, 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 brain. Before each night is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. Each night is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. Their pinky and the brain, yes, pinky and the brain. Their twilight campaign is easy to explain. To prove their mousy work, they'll overthrow the earth. Their dinky, their pinky and the brain, 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 brain.
Narf!
Good evening. You are listening to Multiple Personalities, 15,000 volts of radio excitement on KDRK, your alternative alternative, being broadcast live from the center of beautiful Drake University from that big black thing. Well, I'm Dan. I guess this really isn't Multiple Personalities anymore because the other guy's a lazy bum and decided to quit. Okay, well, I also don't have any news or other announcements that are scheduled, so I think I'll go into a nice long song so I can get myself organized. You may have noticed that I'm a little bit late because I just had to teach myself how to program a VCR. Always a fun experience when I've never done it before. Anyway, next up we'll have Innocence Faded by Dream Theater.
We'll be right back.
in the cellar when it's gone.
Drink, drink, the glasses clink,
making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking.
Clang, clang, who cares a dang?
What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth, behind the gums, look out, stomach, here she comes.
I have another drink on me. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Cheese and bite a pickle doesn't even cost a nickel now to wash it down.
Whoa! Clink, clink, no more to drink. I had a cellar full, but now it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus and my head is splitting. A breaky, a busty. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running after me. Though that stuff was smooth as silk, from now on I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
Well, that was Clink Clink, Another Drink by Spike Jones, a wonderful recording artist of the 40s and 50s. I believe that selection was made in about 1941 or 42. We have a guest on the show, I guess. I think he prefers to remain anonymous, but I'll tell you his name anyways. It's Eric. He may be a co-host next year. We shall see. Next up will be Mr. Golden Deal by Tonic.
Swallow your pride. Make way for the new bride. Hold in your tongue. When they call another winner, and oh, there is more to this life. Hey, Mr. Golden Deal, tell me, how does she feel? She's like the wind. That boy couldn't sail. He says, I've washed these decks for years. I've carried those bills. And oh, there is more to this life. Hey, Mr. Golden Deal, tell me, how does she feel? Sing the song of fear, ghosts of ships that failed before. And the captain, he is laughing. can't control the sea. She will always do what she pleases. It's her nature to be free.
About dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
That beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a bit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing
fool.
I'm a
dancing fool.
Dancing
fool. The beat goes on and I'm so low.
Wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I've got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. Yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is. Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rap.
MCA
and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's watches on my tail cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIB. All by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA. I said howdy, he said hi. He told a little story that sounded well rehearsed. 4 days on the run and that he's dying of thirst. The brew was in my hand and he was on my tip. His voice was hoarse, his throat was dry, he asked me for a sip. He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. Had a chance to run, I pulled out a shotgun. Quick on the draw, I thought I'd be dead. He put the gun to my head and this is what he said.
Now my name is MCA, I got a license to kill. Yeah. I think you know what time it is, it's time to get ill. Yeah. Now what do we have here? And I'll in his beer. Uh-huh. I run this land, you understand, I made myself clear.
We stepped into the wind, he had a gun, I had a grin. You think the story's over, but it's ready to begin.
Get it.
Hold it now.
That was Paul Revere by the Beastie Boys. And next we'll have some news after Living in the Fridge by Weird Al Yankovic.
There's something weird in the fridge today. I don't know what it is. Food I can't recognize. My roommate won't throw a thing away. I guess it's probably his. It looks like it's alive. In the fridge today, it's green and growing hair. It's been there since July. If you can name the object in that baggie over there, then mister, you're a better man than I.
Wasn't that beautiful? Now for the news. Cat shortage puts rats on the menu. Vietnam said Monday it was ordering cat meat restaurants to close and was outlawing the export of cats to China because of growing problems with rats. An agriculture ministry official told Reuters the moves have been prompted by a sharp increase in the rate at which rats were eating their way through the country's crops. He said successive bumper harvests meant the rodent population was booming, but added that in addition to legal steps, the authorities were also seeking to tackle the problem by encouraging people to switch to eating rat instead of cat or snake. People in some places are already eating rats, he said. We will encourage this. Hey kids, it's Fishbait Barbie. Fishermen in Russia's Far East have been buying up Chinese-made Barbie dolls and using their golden hair as bait, Interfax news agency said. Fishermen in the northern Pacific port of Magadan were quoted as saying the hair is very popular with the local fish, but they have not been able to try luring fish with the hair of the original U.S.-made Barbie dolls because they are too expensive, Interfax said. Cheap consumer goods from neighboring China have flooded shops in Russia's Far East since the collapse of the Soviet Union, and Chinese traders have become regular visitors. Women turned on by smell of candy and baby powder. Forget flowers and fancy chocolates. What really turns women on are the scents from candy-coated licorice, cucumbers, and baby powder, a study said Wednesday. Following up on a previous study he did on the odors that most arouse men, pumpkin pie produced the strongest penile response. Alan Hirsch of the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago said he exposed women to odors and then measured their vaginal blood flow. For women, he found the candied licorice smell produced by Good and Plenty candy, the odor of cucumber, and the aura of baby powder increased blood flow by 13% above the average. And I'm sure you just really wanted to know that. A schnapps a day keeps the doctor away. While the French say a glass or two of red wine a day can be a health tonic, Sweden has its own elixir, a snifter of schnapps. Sweden's medical research board said Thursday that women between 50 and 60 and men over 40 could reduce their risk of heart and artery disease if they drank a few ounces of schnapps a day. The board told a public health seminar that research showed time and time again a strong snifter or two could be more beneficial for health than red wine. And that's it for our news right now. Remember to call extension 2466 if you have any requests or whatever else you may want to discuss. Our next song will be Milk by Garbage.
woman that tinkled in my eye. Pacifist by nature with ample common sense. But if I had my druthers, I'd druther be a fat. Now Granny, she's a good one, and she shines me now and then. And come around this springtime, I'm due for paint again. I'm keeping Granny comfy, I try and earn my keep. Just wishing I'd smile it so I could get some sleep.
Well, that was a random selection pulled from the archive. That was Granny's Little Yard Gnome by Les Claypool and the Holy Mackerel. Next, we'll be having Bein' Green by Kermit the Frog.
Greetings, Kermit the Frog here, and today I'd like to tell you a little bit about the color green. Do you know what's green? Well, I am for one thing. You see, frogs are green, and I'm a frog, and that means I'm green, you see? It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big, like an ocean, or important, like a mountain, or tall, like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why wonder, why wonder? I am green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I wanna be.
What you started, you can't leave me here alive.
that was Laughing Out Loud by the Wallflowers. Next up will be another random selection, FC Wendy 94 by Hardvark. And remember, our request dedication phone sex line is 2466.
But there's nothing more sadistic than an infant waving his pistol in my face. He wants me right down on my knees, crumbling in disgrace. He underestimates my mind. I know he's messing with my head. My only weakness is I can't believe the guy could be entirely dead. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Trigger happy Jack, you're gonna blow, but I'm gonna get off before you go. My trigger happy Jack is just a drive-by. Go, go, go. Bite the bullet, cause it's just another one of his Jedi mind tricks. But this ain't no head trip, honey. This is a collision on the road, and you got me feeling up just like a roadkill. And you know deep down I know you can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being. Sugar happy Jack, you're gonna blow, but I'm gonna get off while you go. My-
That was Trigger Happy Jack by Poe. And next we'll be having Who's Next by Tom Lear. And at the top of the hour, we're going to be doing a special feature. I'm going to be trying to sing something for the first time on the air. I have no idea how it will turn out, as I have never done that before, but it will be an interesting experiment, I'm sure. Here's the song.
One of the big news items of the past year concerned the fact that China, which we call Red China, exploded a nuclear bomb, which we called a device. Then Indonesia announced that it was going to have one soon, and proliferation became the word of the day. Here's a song about that. First we got the bomb, and that was good, 'cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, 'cause the balance of power's maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, 'cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Then Indonesia claimed that they were gonna get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right, one for the black and one for the white. Who's next?
Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you know who. So Israel's getting tense, wants one in self-defense. The Lord's our shepherd, says the psalm, but just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's next? A Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco. We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Yeah.
Well, we've been playing a lot of random selections this evening. That was another one of them. Old Pervert by the Soft Boys. Next, we will be playing Space Hog by Space Hog.
Avoiding all words.
Well, that was Girls and Boys by Blur. Next, I'm going to try a little experiment. Recently, I wrote a song parody. It's a parody of the Forest for the Trees song, Dream. However, it has a bit of a computer science slant on it, and it is called Scheme. Now, I would like to try singing it just as an experiment. I have no idea how well this will turn out, and I haven't done any real amount of singing since half a dozen years ago. So it will be interesting to say the least. I don't really know what else to say about it except that I couldn't find any of the music without the words on it, so to give myself some cues about it, I'm going to have to be playing the original in the background at a lower volume and just try and cover up the original lyrics with my own. So I don't know how well that'll work out either, but I'm going to try it anyways. Here it goes. Here's the first function, there's the second function. Earlier today I was in the third function. Here's the first function, there's the second function. Earlier today I was in the third function. Here's the first function, there's the second function. Earlier today I was in the third function. Stop recursing, start returning. Fibonacci is bliss, you must learn to print the sides. Extend the lines, stretch them out, don't doubt the amount my code is caught. It's just messed. List flipping, so I see the data stream. It's just some scheme. We are all here performing list concatenation. Let's code away on our alpha station. UMB grabs the highest bytes and cleans up its mess with a garbage collect. When I am scheming, I don't know if I'm truly asleep or if I'm just dazed. And when it code dumps, I don't know if I'm truly awake or if I'm just scheming. Scheme, 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 scheme. I'll program and scheme. Traveling the nodes of an infinite array, I feel the night slipping away. I see a shadow of a BST. Please call the white coats and haul me away. When I am scheming, I don't know if I'm truly asleep or if I'm just dazed. And when it core dumps, I don't know if I'm truly awake or if I'm just scheming. Thank you. first function, there's the second function. Earlier today I was in the third function. Stop recursing, start returning. Fibonacci is bliss, you must learn to parenthesize. Extend the lines, stretch them out, don't doubt the amount my code is caught. It's just messed, list flipping so I see the data stream. It's just some scheme. When I am scheming, I don't know if I'm truly asleep or if I'm just dazed. And when it core dumps, I don't know if I'm truly awake or if I'm just scheming. Core dumps, I don't know if I'm truly awake or if I'm just scheming. Well, that was the experiment. I'm not really sure how well it went. I've heard reports that the words in the background were still a bit high volume, but it's only being recorded somewhere. Maybe. Well, I suppose we should play another song then. How about 3-Inch Tool by Bob Rivers?
Nuts are small as pearls. You like to laugh at me cause I'm hung just like a squirrel. Sometimes it bugs me, I'm not a bigger guy. When I was a baby it was exactly the same size. But there's nothing I can do, cause I only got a 3-inch tool. Come home with me, have a cocktail at my place. I gotta tell you before we get past second base. In my pants, ain't no big swing. But if you can find him, he's a friendly little thing. Well, there's nothing I can do. I only got a 3-inch tool. When I'm coming out of the pool, I only got a 1-inch tool. Sometimes I wonder if it'll ever extend. I get embarrassed when I'm hanging with my friends. They like to razz me, I don't know why. They get me a happy meal and supersize my fry. And there's nothing I can do. I only got a 3-inch tool. And when I'm coming out of the pool, I got a 1-inch tool. Yeah, it's small, but it's real cool. I'm happy with a 3-inch tool. I only got a 3-inch tool.
Does she need cure for her falsities? Advantage is my only masterpiece. Penny is poison, but I don't mind. Penny is poison, but I don't mind. God and blushes to me are the weeds to her. Penny is poison, but I don't mind. Penny is poison, but I don't mind.
Well, that was Penny is Poison by the Verve Pipe. You're listening to KDRK, multiple personalities, 15,000 volts of radio excitement being broadcast to you live on KDRK. Nobody's listening. And given the number of phone calls we've received today, yeah, nobody's listening. Extension 2466. Next song is Vote with a Bullet by Corrosion of Conformity, yet another random selection being brought to you by us. Executive decision, we decided that one was bad. So we're just going to move right along. Thank you.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. with nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the tree. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters